Boker Tov, Shavua Tov, Ishtabach Shemo, Rabotai. We are closing in. Yeah, today is Yom Echad Mishmat Kodesh, Leseder Wayesre. Today is Gimal Bekislev, page Kufayin Tet, Ma'alat Yisurim. Oh boy, here we go. So, Kol HaOmer HaKadosh Baruch Hu Vatran. Oh, famous Gemara. We love this stuff. Ita B'Gemara, there's a Talmud Yerushalmi, Esh Koyach. Yeah. Amar B'Chanina, Manda Amar D'Rachmana Vatran, Yivatrun b'nei me'av. Anybody who says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a Vatran, which means HaKadosh Baruch Hu lets things slide, lets things go, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will let his intestines go. Ela ma'ali... Zeh ma shekatuv. Ela ma'arich ruchei v'gave dide. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is erich apayim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is long to anger. And eventually, if a person's not chozer b'tshuva, Hashem will come to collect his dues. I don't know if everybody's laughing. It's Talmud Yerushalmi. Anyway, Bekitzer, is it the way I'm saying it? Or is it the fact that there's actually a drop of seriousness in this world and not everything is a joke? Which one is it? I don't know. People think that they're going to be able to wave their, you know, this community card and that community card to HaKadosh Baruch Hu when Hashem comes, you know, when it's time to pay the piper, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to come and it says Meforash, he's going to come and collect his dues. And like, no, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I have a blank community pass. You got to let me go. Wrong. Hashem cares if you're a good person. Huh? Oh, Hashem cares if you're a good person, if you have a good heart. How's your heart? Yeah, did you do some cardio recently? Anyway. anyway, so. Adam tzarich lada'at et chomer ha-din. Ve'asur lachshov she'HaKadosh Baruch Hu mevater. Once again, obviously this is very phonetic. This is very fundamentalist because we actually believe in Ikar Adin and Shlosh Se Yesodot Shel HaEmunah. But anyway, a person cannot think for one moment that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to be Mevatir. Remember, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mochel V'Soleach. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is forgiving, but Hashem does not let things slide. Hashem does not sweep things under the rug. Shere Afinu Mishe Bar Minan Asa Komer La'Avodah Zarah. Yiten et hadin al kol achila shel lechem she'achal belo netilat yadayim. Oh, what a muscle. He says, a Jew that becomes a priest for Avodah Zarah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not just going to judge him for becoming a priest and being Oved Avodah Zarah. Hashem is also, when the time comes, Hashem is going to judge him for every time he ate bread without netilat yadayim. He's so great. But is he fanatic?
Jewish.
Huh?
Jewish.
No, but is this like whatever? If the moms heard this, is this fanatic or what? Is this like whatever? Too fanatic. Now he says, was that good? It's pretty spot on, huh? Fanatic got a Q-U-E at the end, fanatic. Ay, 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 that's what happens. We're in a door where if you do Ikar Adin, if you just follow basic halacha and you follow basic yesodot ha'emunah, what are you? You're fanatic. You got it? That's the door. And who's the normal people? Who's normal, quote unquote? The people that don't. And what about the machmirim? Whoa, forget it. They're cavemen. You know what I'm saying? That's the way it works. Ze anachnu bedor hafuch. Dor hafuch mamash. This is a upside down generation. I'm just trying to do ikar adin. I'm not a big machmir. You know, my Rebbe tells me every time. People think I'm such a big machmir. My Rebbe tells me, he's like, he doesn't agree with me a lot in halacha. He happens to be Ashkenazi and Litvish, whatever. So we go at it in halacha sometimes. But if he has she'elot chamurot, he calls me. Yeah? Happens. You know what I'm saying? He says, you know, you're one of the biggest mekilim I know. I said, Rebbe, is that a compliment or whatever? I know Maran Tichon Bechah would be proud. So for my Rebbe, I'm a Mako. And for, the other people, I'm a fanatic. And so I guess it all depends on the vantage point. What's your starting point? Huh? I guess so. If your starting point is Quran, then it's, Quran is pretty fundamental. Quran is pretty fanatic. Yeah? But I guess if you grew up with it, then Quran is pretty, that's way of life. My allegiance is to the Torah Kedoshah, not to the Quran, sorry. Anyway, so he says, Vayter. תגיד להם. בעיקר כוונת חזל ללמדנו שאין משוא פנים בדבר. Why are חזל bringing down the hammer so hard? To show that הקדוש ברוך הוא doesn't, there's no favoritism over here, and הקדוש ברוך הוא is not gonna, oh, yeah, don't worry about it. Yeah, just, in Hebrew it's called limroach. Yeah, just, like cream cheese, like spread it. Yeah, don't worry, go, don't worry. ולהוציא מליבם של לומדי תורה, שמאחרנו מקדישים את חיים לתורה, חס ושלום הקדוש ברוך הוא יעלים עין כביכול מחטאים שנכשלו בהם. Even to the בני תורה, even to תלמידי חכמים, בני ישיבות ואברכים. What do you think? Because you dedicate your life to Torah ומצוות, הקדוש ברוך הוא is going to ignore your עבירות? You think הקדוש ברוך הוא is not going to bring you to justice for your עבירות, תלמידי חכמים? והאמת הוא להפך, שכן אמרו חז"ל, שהקדוש ברוך הוא מדקדק עם חסידיו כחוט השערה. יבמס קכף א', הקדוש ברוך הוא is מדקדק more with the צדיקים. ולכן בני תורה צריכים זהירות יתרה משאר העם, שלא ייפרעו מהם על ידי איסורים וכדומה. איי איי איי, בני תורה, be careful. Be very careful. הקדוש ברוך הוא so מדקדק, השם is so precise with the בני תורה and תלמידי חכמים. They'll pay. What do you think the Kutzker Rebbe used to say? People think, used to say, Talmidim think, in his yeshiva or in Kutz, whatever it was, they think that they can do all of the Averot in the Torah and then to go cover it over with the Daf Gemara. What do you think, it works that way? No. Torah can help be mitaher, but you have to be chozer b'tshuva and you have to stop. Not only do you have to stop, you have to stop. Got it? Not you, but I'm saying in general. You can't do averot and then put up a facade, I have a daf gemara to protect me. What are you, crazy? Sur mira ve'aseh tov katuv. Before you learn, or even simultaneously, you got to pull away from the averot. You can't be tovel v'sheretz biyado. Yeah, the Torah is a mikveh. The Torah is mikveh tahora. Of course it is. Mikveh Yisrael Hashem. It's true. However, in order for mikveh to be beneficial, what has to be the case? Drop the sheretz, baby. Drop it. Freeze. Drop it. Drop the weapon. And then go dip. He's like, no, I think it's good. I think it's all right. I think it's, it makes me, I don't know. I'm thinking about mikveh, I get nervous. Why? Erev Shabbat. Yeah, I try, you know, to be like, you know, lechvot Shabbat Kodesh, to go to the mikveh, and you see these people in there doing, I wouldn't call it laps. There's other people who do laps, but I'm talking about the amount of tevilot, the amount of dips that people do in there. What are you doing? I want to ask them, no, be'emet, I want to ask them, and I don't understand what they're doing. You open up in kitvei mekubalim, even if you're a mekubal. You know any bigger mekubal than a Ben Ish Chai? Anybody? I'm not aware of one. You know what I'm saying? Like, in my mind, Ben Ish Chai, Maran Achida, Ari HaKadosh. Yeah, that's the holy grail of Kabbalah. Yes? Agreed? Okay. You know how many tevilot Ben Ish Chai says to do on Erev Shabbat and Erev Yom Tov, Erev Rosh Hashanah, Erev Yom Kippur? Different kavanot every time. But how many tevilot, how many dips? 5. That's it. So I want to know where these big tzaddikim and kubalim are getting their stuff from. No, you see people in there for hours. What are you doing? Atao said, Bitul Torah. What are you doing? Stop. Don't just stop. That's right. But it's a little awkward to take a guy down in the mikveh. You know what I'm saying? Mani agidlo. You know what I'm saying? I want to know. This has always been on my mind. To ask them. The people that do all these tevilot. Yes? X amount. 20, 50, 700, however many tevilot that you're doing. 3 words, ready? I have 3 words for them. 4 words, sorry. Can you source it? Then they're stupid. That's what they said. That's a source. That's a makor. זה מקור זה? Yeah. Huh? So singing sometimes is good, and too much singing is bitul Torah. Let's say a person says, you know what, I get hitorerut and vekut from singing, so you know what, I'm going to stay in the shower all day long and sing shirat vekut. What about Seder? What about Shnai Mikra v'chat Targum? One second. You finish the whole parasha with the Mikraot Gedolot, with all Mefarshim, that you're doing laps in the mikveh all Erev Shabbat? Ma ta osei, Am Haaretz, ma ta osei? You have what I'm saying? So what are you going to say? You're going to tell me, no, he's not the type. He's not Talmid Chacham. Okay, so mehechetesi, so it's, why is it dipping? So do jumping jacks. Do jumping jacks. Where'd you get it from? The head has to be screwed on straight. No. Let me tell you the Hashkafat HaTorah about how to screw your head on straight. First find the makor, then act. Source it. Even with sources, by the way, what do you think? No, sources are too mechanical. Those are too, you know what I'm saying? It's too robotic. We need to think outside the box to bring dveikus and fluff to this generation. No! You find the sources, and you make dveikus, and you make kirvat Elohim through the masoret shel avotenu. The question is not on me, the question's on you. Where did you get it from? Ben Yishchai says five tevilot, each one with a different kavanah, based on the Rashash, based on the Ari HaKadosh. Those are sources. Yeah, those were big people with a lot of dveikus. Agreed? I want to get to the dveikus of the Ben Yishchai, the Rashash, Maran Achida, and the Ari. How's that? It's going to take a while, maybe even a few lifetimes, but I want to get there. But I don't feel the need to one-up, to usurp the Ben Yishchai. Ben Yishchai says five, I'll do 505. What else? Dipping extra times doesn't make you any closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Dipping five times, with or without the right kavanot, your kavanah, you know what the basic kavanah is? Lichvot Shabbat Kodesh, and in order to get Torah. Get out, dry up, get dressed, and go learn something or go prepare for Shabbat. That brings dveikus. You know what Rabbi Yisrael would say? Rabbi Yisrael Salanter? Do it quick. You know what another kavanah should be for dveikus? You want a dveikus kavanah? Get in, do your thing, get out, make room for more people. Don't take up any unnecessary space or oxygen. Get out of there so that you're not a nuisance to other people. That's also dveikus and kvod Shabbat. Because don't forget, as you're doing laps or you're 526, okay, guess what you're doing? You're breathing unnecessary oxygen and releasing carbon dioxide into the air for no reason. Get out. You understand what I'm saying? Trees need carbon dioxide. Human beings don't. Yes. Nobody can hear you. Do you have any such sourced stories? You're saying big words like stories and big mikubalim and well-known. Give me something sourced. Bibliography. Imagine you have to submit a paper for college and you have to whatever, and it's asking for sources. You ever try to submit a paper without a bibliography? What do you get? You get a big fat zero. That's how it works in Torah also. If it ain't, and guess what? I told you, the Ben Yishchai is a source, yes? Ben Yishchai, Ari, Rashash. No Gdolei Yisrael that I know, no Mekubalim that I know do laps or 526. Have a wonderful day.